greetings.
I thought I'd get real serious for the next 500 episodes.
Oh my God, what if? Well,
let's change in tone. No. Episode 501.
We've done
Sarah.
So well. Let's completely change our
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. People love us. Let's ruin it.
Mm. People do love us. I learned that in episode 500, and it was like, guys, yeah. You guys listening. Yeah. You and a lot of you guys called in and didn't even make it on the show. I am, because we had so many of you.
And we're still getting calls.
It is, you have no idea. Well, now I'm going to cry. What Aww. A comfort this has been. Because this has been a real shocker. Sarah's going through a difficult time. You know.
Yeah. I mean, it means Susie. So much. But especially yeah. if you're going through difficulties.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I told Susie, but now I feel like I have to just share it with everybody listening because people are probably going to be like, what happened to Ren? And why isn't Sarah posting pictures of Ren all the time? And why isn't she talking about him anymore? And that is because he made the decision to not sign another lease with me and broke up with me. Just kind of maybe out of the, well, for me, it was really out of the blue.
Yeah.
And
were. Surprised.
Real surprised, because I was on my way to go look at an apartment for us, a house for
us. Yes. Everyone's been following your apartment search drama and all that stuff. Yeah.
And I wish I could add to the lawsuit of that apartment, emotional damages and causing to contribute to my breakup. Because I swear to God, had I been in, had we not had a leak and all that stuff, and maybe tension would have been a little bit different. But yeah, it was really like out of the blue for me, and I was not, expecting it. And now I kind of feel like, in a way, I've been like emotionally ghosted.
Yeah, well, you guys had the deck stacked against you. You know, you started dating just before the pandemic, just a few months before. Yeah. You really didn't have a lot of time to just have the fun part. Yeah.
Yeah, we had to get, and you know what? I'm so grateful, I really do believe that, it was such a blessing in, maybe not disguise. It was, just a regular old blessing that fell into my lap of get the opportunity to live with him during that whole year. I wouldn't have changed that for the world. To me, it was a wonderful year because this time there were difficult times for sure, but through it all, oh my God, he was like my rock and we leaned on each other, but it was just maybe we had things stacked against us. I feel like we didn't even get the opportunity to go on that many dates outside of we would go on these. Our trips were so much fun. Oh, my God. I love it. I feel like if you can camp well with somebody, then it's like, hello.
That is a good sign. Yeah.
That is a good sign because, you can really – that's, stressful. And we had some and he was so easygoing with me and, with that – when I had the wrong hookup for the air mattress and we had to, carry it
across
camp.
You overcame that.
We overcame so much, I thought, what couldn't we overcome?
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The thing that made it so, surprising for me at least, and I think for you as well, is that because you were about to sign a new lease and get an apartment or a house that was, more functional and had outdoor space and stuff, I thought it was the light was at the end of the tunnel and that you guys were about to start actually enjoying things, but then
me too.
No luck.
Me
there.
Too. And I can't. I was talking to my mom, and she said, "Well, I'll tell you her crazy story. My mom was catfished like serious, by a group of people who were doing this to a bunch of different women. And like the FBI got involved in everything. They were trying to get money. It was crazy. They were trying to get her to cash fraudulent checks. They weren't even trying to like get her to like give her, they were trying to get her to cash fraudulent checks, and then she would go down for it and they would be fine. That was like their whole ring. And she was so devastated. And she said, you know, the feelings that we have, the love that we create or that we feel is stuff is we, it's so beautiful. Like, but we create it. The love, it's like a reflection of the love that we have to give and the depth of the love inside of us, like the love that we feel for somebody else is like, you know, a really beautiful thing, even if it's not in the end reciprocated in the same way by the other person. But it just like shows the capacity that we all have for that, and that, you know, it is something that we really do. Like my mom made that love herself with somebody that didn't even really exist based on things that they say. And so love is something generated from our own thoughts and from within. And somebody else, the response of somebody else helps. But, you know, in my mind, I was just, you know, you kind of like choose what you look at. So in my mind, and, you know, maybe after coming off of a divorce and feeling like really feeling not good in that relationship for very obvious reasons that I could point out, this one felt so, you know, I was being so authentic. I felt like I was, you know, myself in the best way, and that felt so good. And so I think I created some very deep love there, and that's very real for me.
Yeah.
And if it's not real for somebody else, I mean, that's what happens in relationships. Like, you know, there, it could have been real at one point, and then.
Well, and you know, no matter how well you think you know somebody,
right,
you don't ever know their interiority, like their thoughts have been, what may have changed, what circumstances they have endured that they haven't shared with you. So, like, you might be operating with a limited perspective on what really happened, even if it's your own relationship.
Right. Absolutely true. And none of us are mind readers.
Yeah.
And when we think that the other people are, or when we do mind reading ourselves, either way, it doesn't, it's trouble. You know, I feel like the thing that I try, which is difficult to be in relationships with, I understand. Like, first of all, being in a relationship with a therapist, whew, hard. Because, like, I feel like a lot of times other families or other people, they communicate things when they're, like, a 7 out of 10 of intensity. Maybe a 5. I'm going to communicate things when they're, like, a 1 or a 2. So if you're, like, not used to that, then it can make it seem like, oh my God, there's like always stuff. But really, it's just like I'm like sweeping all the time. It's kind of like cleaning on the regular, like doing daily tidying of the house versus one big clean on the weekend.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? I kind of like daily tidying. It doesn't feel like I have to do that much work.
Yeah.
And it's lighter. It's like a little here, a little there. But if you're not used to that, that could feel like intense. So to me, maybe the things that weren't big, I was like, oh, well, I'm just talking about that because it's like a 2 or 3. And maybe for him felt like more, you know, but I can only assume. I can only talk about my own feelings. But, you know, because then I would be doing the mind reading.
Right. And that's human nature. We all try to fill in the blanks and solve the mystery of whoever we're with or why something happened. But I mean, I have to say, because you shared this with our book club in our meeting a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And I, first of all, they were so lovely about it.
Oh, my God. You guys were the sweetest. Shout out to that book club. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember who it was. I can't remember her name now. But one of our viewers or members who, it was her first time.
Oh my
she
God,
was
right.
like, okay, well, it's my first time
That's
here,
hilarious.
But I, you know, then there was another sign that she got
we
in the middle. She's
crying.
Like, I think it's a sign, like I should be here. So everything's good.
But I was also so impressed that they didn't share it, you know,
in
a lot of online groups. I mean, that would just be leaked immediately. Like Sarah's breakup, whatever. I was so impressed that they honored that private sharing that you did.
Yeah, you know, because it is. I go back and forth, you know, Susie and I were talking about this before we even clicked play, that it's kind of hard because, you know, a big part of who I am is sharing with you guys and being open and being vulnerable and kind of like. But then at the same time, it's really hard because I'm open and vulnerable and it's like you're kind of. How can I not share these things? Because I'm sharing all the good and I feel like it's the full human experience. We have to. I mean, I've shared all the, like, and to me, heartbreak is probably like the worst feeling.
It is the worst. I mean, that's why every song and movie and TV show.
It's either about falling in love or breaking up.
Right. It's a universal experience. Sarah, let's take a moment. I know this is, you know, a lot of heaviness, but I still wanted to tell people to check out a really cool podcast that I feel like our audience would get into. It's called Build for Tomorrow. It's this super, you know how like some shows like ours are just super casual, and then there's the other kind that are more produced and like create a story.
Yeah.
So it's like that. It's highly produced narrative show.
So like not shenanigans like us, like real
no stuff. Shenanigans, but they do dig deep into big questions like historical moments and
like
innovations. Yeah, like how basically like how change happens, and it's like business and psychology and then just general curiosities, which we all love. But the overarching theme is that change can be positive and that we always benefit from when we focus on the opportunities ahead, which is good advice for you as well. And I just feel like our audience would love it. So I want you guys to check out Build for Tomorrow. It's like you learn that today's worries are often just echoes of yesterday's worries.
Aww.
And that the future is full of opportunity. We'll keep telling Sarah that too.
Yes.
So check it out. Find Build for Tomorrow wherever you get your podcast. You'll love it. All right.
Do you have a favorite breakup song?
My God. Let me think about that.
Like an empowerment one?
What's like a famous one?
Breakup song. Maybe I Will Survive.
Oh, that's right. That is a good one.
It's like right off the top of my head, but there are so many.
That is a great one. I was trying to think of like slow ones, but you're right. Some of them are real like bangers.
Yeah. Oh, they're
like, since
you got to get
gone.
No. Yes, you got to get the bangers.
Yeah,
there's,
right.
See, I believe that there's two phases, just like grief. You know, you kind of move through like a phases of heartbreak as well.
Yes.
I'm sure this has been documented. But if you want just my own, you know, take on it. There was there's like the first, you know, and I always love like a playlist for something. Like music is so, I'm so connected to that and it does so much to my heart, as we all know, and like experience. That like there's like the playlist of like longing and wanting the other person and like holding on to hope and like I don't, you know, want you to be gone and like those good ones. And then there's the one where you're like, okay, gotta like pull up my boots or whatever the expression is and and you know, just like get a moving and like dust yourself off. And then there's the empowerment one. Yeah. So moving into empowerment playlist has been nice. A lot of Beyonce, a lot of Cardi B. Yep.
Well, anyone listening knows that you're going to be fine, that you're a catch, that you're beautiful, that the right guy or gal will come into your life, all of that stuff. That is a different thing than how you might be feeling. And so we're just going to support you in whatever stage you're in.
Just the best, sis.
Whenever you're ready to mingle, you let us know.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm going to do what, like that, like, you know, well, first of all, it's like COVID time. So
yeah,
like,
get vaccine.
I mean, what's anybody?
Then,
oh, yeah, for sure. That's like as soon as I get home, I'm doing that. Yes. And I just like don't even care. Like I'm not even really interested.
Yes, right.
And it like I'm just, you know, I watched this really cool. My mom shared with me. It's this guy who's like a motivational speaker. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about being in the present and really like, you know, we worry about the future. We worry about what's going to happen. But the person in the present is the one who's made everything happen so far. The person in this moment right here, right now, the person that you are in this space right here, the one doing the action, not the one in the future, not the one like this person is the one who's gotten you all the success, all the happiness, all the joy, all the whatever it is. So like, just chill and just trust this person right here in this moment.
Yeah, because
and so that's
she's
what
great.
I'm just trying to do. And I just have stopped worrying. And it really, I mean, this all happened like 2 days, I think 2 days before Valentine's Day, and like, you know, which is like right before my birthday. And so, you know, all of that, like in turning 35, it felt like a number that's just like, it, you know what it is? It's a different box in the pull down that menu, you know, the little select age group. What age group are you in any form you fill out?
I know.
It's a different range. I've moved into the 35 to 42 range.
Ew.
You know what I mean? That's like, I feel like
do
that.
Do I know that, what you mean?
Right, yeah. That is my mind. And then, oh my God. So then, and you know, here I am in Costa Rica and I'm like on the beach and, you know, when I first get here, just having this moment of like looking around being like, God, this is so beautiful. And of course, I'm like, I would love, everything reminds me of Ren. Like, I couldn't even look at a menu. I was like, he would have loved this menu.
That's the worst.
That I seriously, like, I mean, what the, like, of course, why would I not feel like that? That is, I'm looking out, he would have loved this. He would have,
oh my God.
And then, you know, I'm looking around and I just see like, you know, these other women who are, I can even call them girls because one of them turned out to be not even 18 yet. And I'm just looking around and like, they're like on vacation or they're, you know, like doing their like eat, pray, love thing around, you know, the world or whatevs. And just like looking like a 23-year-old. And I'm just like,
fuck you.
Fuck yeah.
Two of my favorite stories from the breakup period after where you and I are just like talking, I'm trying to help you, are the first one I already talked about in our Q&A, which was when, you know, Sarah's so nice and she's very tolerant of people's like eccentricities and also like flaws. And I wanted to say, like, you need to quit doing that. And so I'm like, Sarah, you know how I'm an asshole? And she was like, yeah. Like, she didn't even wait or try to fight me on it. She's just like, yeah, go on.
I knew you were getting at a point here, and I needed the, and you needed the correct answer. I was like, I'm with you on this.
And then the next one was when, you know, anything Sarah says, I'm just like, yeah, that is the worst. Like, I just rally and I'm a yes ander whenever someone's miserable. And she was like, thank you so much for just like being shitty with me and not trying to make me feel better. She's like, people in Costa Rica will be like, let the ocean be your husband.
I swear to fucking God. Freaking no! You know who he was? This is who this character was. This is like my mom loves him. I think his real name is Gustavo, but she calls him Socrates because she says like he's like oh he's the wise
right,
man.
Right.
But then everybody who's a tourist calls him Tarzan because he looks like that. But really, he looks like the guy from Along Came Polly, who's right. like, "Hey, Ruben, you for scuba?" Like he's like that guy, which is so funny because as soon as I got done on my little horseback riding adventure with, you know, Costa Rican Fabio, I came home and that movie was on. So I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake, universe.
No.
Yes, Susie. And my mom had never watched it. So I'm like, well, this is what we're doing with the rest of the evening. She's like, this is hilarious. But yeah, so we're like, you know, and she knows him. She like, you know, they go like, you know, she takes all of her friends out, go horseback riding and everything with this guy. And she's just like local and everything. So, you know, we're riding around and it is really fun because like when you're in the know of like, my mom's like been there for 11 years. She's like,
yeah, you can
knows
do the cool
people.
Stuff.
So you can do all the cool stuff. So they're like, you want to just go galloping? And I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. So we don't have to even like go slow. I'm just like racing down the beach on horseback.
It's so
like,
cool.
It is so cool. I had a terrible rash on my ass afterwards because don't do that after you've jumped in the salt water and are a little sandy and then you're just wearing jean shorts. I highly recommend pants while horseback riding.
Wow.
But,
good
you know,
to know.
Insider tip. But back to the story.
Insider tip.
So Costa Rican Fabio is like, you know, galloping on the horse with me or like, you know, and my mom's like, now we were like trotting and checking out the beautiful scenery. And my mom's like, just give her some of your wisdom because like that's, you know. Okay. And he was saying like, you know, just, you have to just like look out and at the ocean. And you know what he was doing, what he was really doing? He did a lot of these lines of like, maybe when you're in Costa Rica, you'll open yourself up to experiencing
a new man.
Yes. Yeah. And I was like, okay, come on. And he's like, you should let the ocean be your husband. And I came home and I was like, Mom, I don't want to let the fucking ocean be my husband. I'd like a husband to be
husband.
My husband. I'd like an actual human.
Oh,
I mean, I was very understanding of the people who got sex dolls dolls.
That's what I mean about you. It's ridiculous.
But I mean, I understand. But nah, I'm okay. No,
there is a
not
limit.
For me. I know what. Yeah. There's a limit, and so I was just like, I am not in this. I don't need to be like, you know, eat, pray, love in my way around with like, I'm not in this phase. I want to just like chill. I want to have, you know, like I want a relaxing life. I want like, you know, I got shit set up. We are good.
Yeah.
I've done the work. Now I'd want to like enjoy the benefits of the fucking work that I've been doing. So when does that happen? I need somebody who's like, hey, I'd also like to enjoy those benefits. Okay, let's do that.
I mean, when
and
that
with their own benefits,
non-ocean actual man comes along, you will be empowered because you already know that you have healthy eggs thanks to modern fertility.
I ready fucking to do. Roll, amen.
Ready to roll when the time is right, and
yes.
You can know what's going on in your body too because modern fertility offers an affordable at-home test that you can get results from and tell you how many eggs you have, like sort of your fertility situation in general, any kind of red flags that might be going on, or might give you insight into whether you should freeze your eggs or think about IVF and all that stuff so you can plan your life. Everybody would love to know that, whether or not you want a family or not. And it's super easy. And like I said, this is something that would cost a gazillion dollars. So this is such a better option. And right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/braincandy. That means your test will cost $139 instead of the hundreds or thousands it could cost at the doctor's office. Get $20 off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/braincandy. modernfertility.com/braincandy.
And listen, you can't plan for shit else in your life.
That's what I feel.
You can plan. This is like the one thing you can do
right.
A little pre-planning for.
Exactly.
For goodness sakes.
Then
use
you
some
know.
Science. Yeah, I love that. So yeah, here I am.
I'm sorry.
Just making
about
the ocean
breakup.
My husband.
I feel so really sad. And I do like a warning for everyone. I know I've said this on the show. Like I do that funny, not funny joke where I say, if you and Sarah break up, Ren, I'm going to be on team Ren. Cause I wanted Tim to know how much I liked
him. Yeah. That really backfired.
Yeah. Now I feel like, no, I am still on team Sarah. That was just a joke.
Thank you. Thanks for announcing it.
For real. Like that, you know, I really enjoyed him and getting to know him and all that stuff, but you are my priority and I love you. And I just want you to be happy.
Yes.
And find whoever you're meant to be with.
Yes. And I have nothing but like positive and wonderful feelings in my heart. And like, cause I think that's the, you know, that's the best. And timing is a motherfucker and man, COVID sucks. But
I mean,
also,
you really got screwed
blessing.
In that department.
Yeah. I got screwed, but then also, I mean, a whole year of being with somebody who feels comforting and like home and I've known for so long and like,
that's true.
You know what, like I said, in my mind, like really, we had so much fun and like for what the pandemic, like, I don't know And I know that not everyone, you know, I think maybe it's like not fair to say every single person is suffering in some, maybe some people are like, you know, I don't know, in some way helped in some, like there could be some silver linings that people can see. But I do just think that there is a certain, for a lot of people, for most people, there's an acceptable and understandable amount of pressure and stress, and we're like in this invisible war, and just the things that we've had to hear, and the lack of understanding, and just confusion, and panic about the future, and inability to plan, blah, 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 you name it. Mm-hmm. That level of uncertainty has just been hard. Mm-hmm. And I think all with all those feelings, to me, that was a pretty and a leaky frickin' apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And, you know, I think I did a pretty good job. And, you know, it was really wonderful during a really difficult time.
Yeah.
And it won't be wonderful to have to freaking find a new place to live. That's
I know.
Part of
the journey
continues. I'm just trying to stretch
continues.
Out my coaster. I know. It's so freaking hard to
find a spot. I just want you to be settled. And maybe that's
Me
the wrong thing
too.
For us to be wishing. Like, but it just seems like you could use a little bit of like stability for a sec.
Yeah. You know what? I should have made this my year of stability rather than year of grounding. Because grounding implies a connecting to the earth.
Yeah.
And like grounding, like now I've like been, I'm going to just ground myself all over the freaking United States.
Right.
So, you know, don't you have a space at your house? I'll come live with you.
I told you it's available. Yeah. There's a cottage on the property. It's all
I
yours
end up
if
there.
You need it.
Bo's already a frequent flyer. So
you shouldn't even say that because like I would get too excited.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? I would actually love that.
I mean...
That would be the best.
We shouldn't even talk about it because...
I know.
I know you can't come,
I would. I'd make that place so cute. I'd be like, hi.
Oh, my God. Hi,
just
neighbor.
Like garden. Yes.
Girl,
oh, my God.
Sugar.
Oh, my heart. We could just like... Yeah, there we go. That's it. Imagine the content.
Imagine the content. I mean, whenever we get vaccinated and we
yes.
can travel, you know, we'll be back and forth, California
yeah.
and... Pennsylvania, yeah. but I really...
Yeah, yeah.
I want to keep that door open. If you ever need me, you can come.
Well, thank you, Suze. And to people who are like, oh my gosh, what is she doing, like, gallivanting around Costa Rica? First of all, everything I'm doing is in my mother's backyard because she lives here. And everything... This is the most COVID-friendly place, like safety-wise. Everybody follows the rules. And everywhere you go, like I was saying before, it's all spread out. So, like, there's nobody. We were on a boat... with 12 people, and the boat usually holds 90.
Wow.
It was like, this is great. And you're outside, and it's, you know, in the fresh air and everything. And then there's hand sanitizer everywhere on every door. And also, what the heck else was I supposed to do? Because I got nowhere to live. I had to go and find
myself
a place.
You're among
to...
the unhoused population.
I'm in the unhoused population at the moment. So yeah. at least my stuff, like that was a nice feeling, like getting all the stuff into the storage unit, knowing that was going somewhere. But,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I've just been, you know, continuing this adventure in Costa Rica, doing like a whole bunch of wild and crazy things. And oh my God, it was I went zip lining, Susie.
How was it?
I have never done, I think this was the first time. Well, with the exception of like surfing and snowboarding and things like that, that are just like sports like that. But now that I say that, I don't really know what the difference is.
What are we talking about?
I'll tell you. I haven't done anything extreme since the challenge.
Oh, right.
But then I'm like, okay, I surf and go snowboard. But like surf, like I'm very timid and like scared. And my brother was like, no, you didn't surf. You, what did I say? No, I said, well, Lucas went surfing and I... used the surfboard as a flotation device. Paddled around.
Right.
But
this is
yeah,
like your first adrenaline thing.
First adrenaline thing. Mm-hmm. My mom's like going over those like, what do we go on? The suspended bridges.
Mm, yeah.
No problem. She's like, yeah, I'm not even scared. Blah, blah, blah. I go, you don't have, I said, mom, you don't have one time. It doesn't go through your head at one time that what if these cables that are rusty snap? And she's like,
rusty.
No, not at all, never. And she was like, well, maybe it's because I'm not scared about dying. I don't have a fear of heights.
Here we go.
As much as I have a fear of equipment malfunctioning.
Yeah,
whatever,
that's true.
In whatever sense that may be. And you know what this is? This is just my need to control things. And I'm like, let me check. Like, that's why I like rock climbing, because I'm doing all the checking.
Oh, okay.
You know,
right.
That's like you're in. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, well, you know what? Maybe I just like dump all my trust into my relationships and then go, you know, everything
then
must
they
be good.
Spit on
and
it.
Then, yes, there you go. And then I go regain that, act out, I should say, you know, everywhere else. And like, but yeah, it was definitely scary to walk over. Those are the coolest things to do, by the way. If you ever have the opportunity to, you know, when we're allowed to travel again, or even something like this in the United States or in national parks around here, anywhere you can get outside where you can do one of those, like, going over the bridge over a canyon thing. Oh, my
God. You recommend it?
Yes. I think it's like, and especially in Costa Rica, those plants were the biggest things I've ever seen in my entire life. I couldn't even believe it. Did you see the pictures that I had?
I saw them.
Susie, the plant that we have that you gave to me that is normally the size of, like, I don't even know, a playing card, mm-hmm. was the size of a desk. Like a student desk. I couldn't even think of anything big enough. Like, it's not a dinner plate, bigger than that. Like a pillowcase, maybe? What else is like big and...
I love this game.
I don't know, but I'm trying to think of anything else that would be like comparable in size. It was huge. I couldn't even believe it. It's like Jumanji out here.
You're definitely going to want to digitize all of your memories, aren't you?
Absolutely. And since my mom took some on her, you know, old-fashioned camera, got to.
Right. Thanks to Legacy Box, Sarah will have these memories to preserve and enjoy forever. Legacy Box is great, especially, of course, for outdated media that is just collecting dust, so you can't even enjoy your old film reels or VHS tapes from your childhood or your parents' childhood. And you can get these digitized so that you can share them and enjoy them and, you know, live your best life. You just send them off and then they send them back. Good as new. Go to legacybox.com/brain to join more than a million other families who've used Legacy Box for just a fraction of the regular price. Take advantage of 40% off today and end in your Legacy Box. Send in your Legacy Box whenever you're ready. Go to legacybox.com/brain and save 40% while supplies last. You guys know I did this with my Road Rules tapes. And
oh my gosh.
They are treasures. Can you believe I was on that long ago that they're VHS?
I absolutely can. I can remember. I love it.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Okay.
I absolutely love the idea. I remember that summer when you were on that show and I had a Walkman, yes.
Wow.
And I had the tape Land Down Under. Or the
Men at Work.
I had the Men at Work tape, Land Down, and it had Land Down Under on it. And that same summer, and I was going to camp that summer too, and I bought this really cute striped shirt at Target, and I was like so excited to wear it. I felt like I looked so cute. And you were, you know, and then I watched you on TV.
Did
and
you
like
feel
all of my favorite,
soul?
Yes, all of my favorite. It was like a favorite summer.
Wow.
Yes, I think it was maybe like the summer right before, like things aren't good anymore.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no! It was like your last good summer.
Yeah, it was like the last summer of my emotional childhood. Ah, that's so terrible.
It's so sad.
But that's okay. I'm making
I'm
up for it as
an
adult now. Yeah, and you are now, so it's, like, fantastic and wonderful and fine, and who cares? But, yeah.
That was so long ago.
I know.
But
and
here
now
we
you're
are.
Just here giving me good emotional, good break of advice, which, by the way, I am so grateful for, because I feel like it never gets easier. And,
no.
In fact, like, you can't even predict what the worst one is, what's... Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like this is way harder than my divorce.
I agree.
way harder.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and I think, you know, is it like love, you know, and when that, when it's like you want it, but you can't have it. I was like, is this my lesson I'm supposed to learn this year? Because I wanted that house real bad. And I thought I was going to get it. Didn't get that. And then, you know, wanted to be in this relationship. Didn't get that. Is this my year of just learning to like let go?
I don't want to learn any more lessons.
Me either. That's what I'm done. But then I also saw something that said when you're, I feel like this was on, it might have been on Hannah Gadsby. It was something about when, like, if you're not learning, then what's the point?
Yeah.
Does that sound like something she would say? I think she did say
probably.
That. Probably. Probably, but.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it I get sense, that. So. I do get that.
Yeah. But, you know, it's just the idea. I think what's been very helpful for me is reminding myself, and we talked about this on the podcast. We talked about this in, you know, it's all grief. It's all, like, tied into feelings of grief.
Yeah.
But that the brain thinks that these feelings are going to be permanent, that it's like you are going to feel like this forever. And we talked about it with like lottery winners and feeling like really excited and how like, oh my God, I'm going to feel like this forever. And then that goes away. And then you're basically all at that, what do they call it? The hedonic treadmill of like that same level of happiness. And so just reminding myself that like you are a pretty happy person on the regs. So you will return to a happy baseline and, you know, this part sucks, and you just have to kind of ride the wave, because what else can you do, right?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is Sally's advice?
That?
Yeah.
But, you know, she's like in mom mode where she's, you know, like where I'm saying, like, I want, you know, and this is what some friends, they're like, you don't need him. That's like,
right.
And I'm like, well, you know, you're right, but I would like him. And that's kind of like the part that is, what you do so well is you just help me sit there with my emotions. Like you can't like put a pretty bow on it.
No.
You know, it just has to be like, yep, this sucks. And, you know, and then for a while, I think I was like, oh my God, you know, it just, maybe I'll just like, it feels better if I like, oh, what did I go out with my mom and have? Caipirinhas, which you know about
because
we had those in freaking Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, this doesn't make it any better for me. So.
Now why you're going wine free?
Yeah. You know, just for like a little, I just feel like in general, like you have to not, I don't know. I just like to. I feel like very cleansed out here, so maybe
keep
it'll
pure.
Be, yeah, pure vida, so to speak.
Right.
So, you know, and then I think that it feels even more authentic, you know, because that's obviously, and this is it. I always say with anything, oh, I know why. Duh. I'm like following my own advice. And this is what I say. And I just connected this. Look at this. I love it. I'm like being my own therapist. IRL. In real
IRL.
Time.
Yeah.
Or I should say IRT in real time, because that's more appropriate. But oh my God. Now I just fucking forgot what I was going to say. What was I talking about? Because
okay,
this is what happens when I have good ideas.
I don't know. Because I was thinking you were going into the thing where like you have to, because you said that you're not drinking because you want to like.
Oh.
Sit with it or feel it for real.
Oh, yes. Thank you. That I always say that what matters the most is intention.
Mm.
When you do any like drug or any, you know, whatever it may be. I'm not going to do with drugs anyway. But like if you're going in of like, I don't want to feel this
even
feeling
food.
Anymore. Food.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Food, working out, whatever it is, anything, any sort of like thing that you're doing to numb a feeling. Is doing just that. It's numbing a feeling, but it doesn't make it go away. This is like the sweeping out the stuff and like dealing with it when it's a one or a two. You know, I want to just like not numb things and allow, because I feel like when you do that, you prolong the process of feeling the emotions. And you got to
just
like.
Well, that's what you taught me about suffering, that it's time plus pain or whatever.
Yes. Pain times resistance equals suffering.
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So why am I resisting the pain? I just have to feel it. And so I go to places that, oh, this is great, because this leads right into some of the things that I wanted to talk to you about that are like actual things that aren't, you know, my relationship, even though maybe it could be helpful for somebody listening.
It is.
Anything is.
Yes.
Because it is. Because people, like, I feel like at any age, we all think the same thing. Oh, my God, I'm going to be alone forever. Oh, my God, was it me? Oh, my God, what's wrong with me? There's something.
Yeah, why am I not enough?
Right. Why am I not enough? Everybody's enough. You are enough.
Mm-hmm.
Things just, everything, like, I hate to be like the everything happens for a reason thing, but like, we just have to, you know, surrender to the process and, I don't know, whatevs. But the thing I was going to say is that what I have found myself very connected to and what I missed so much was being in the water and being in a pool. And I have not been able to do that. They closed the frickin' pool at my apartment for so long. And then, well, you know, of course. And, you know, the ocean, we have that there, but it just, everything felt so exhausting, and I didn't even realize how much I needed it. The one time I went into the ocean with my brother, it was like the best, and I talked about it in here for probably like 2 weeks. But then I watched my favorite guy, Jeff Goldblum, and Jeff Goldblum Explains Everything.
Oh my God.
Or whatever that show is called on Disney Plus. And he did a whole episode on pools, and he was talking about the benefits of floating. And oh my gosh, that speaks to my soul. I've just been like.
What are the benefits?
Relaxing. Oh, it like reduces anxiety. It's that zero gravity situation. The closest thing we can get to like being like, what do they call it? Equally buoyant. Or what are they? There's a name for it. Where you're like, yeah.
It's like total balance. Like,
yes. Yeah.
Well, you know how I feel about baths. So obviously I love a soak.
Absolutely. And like something, and like, and the way that the waves move is very cleansing, at least the ocean for me. But like any kind of water, it has great effects on reducing anxiety and like stimulating the parasympathetic nervous system that gets you to
heal, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. That is like where I feel like zenned out. So I went to this wonderful place that was a hot spring. I just like sat under waterfalls. Hello.
Was it so great?
Oh my God. Well, you can't, honestly, I was talking to my friend Dave, shout out to Dave. And he was saying that he went to the same place and he was sitting there under the waterfall holding like a drink with a pineapple, like out of a pineapple. And he's like, I don't think life could get better than this. And I said, I had that same thought where I was like, I am under a waterfall right now and like can't even hear any of the problems in my own head. And it feels like
everything's okay.
Everything's okay. It's like not numbing. Oh my God, now I want to cry.
You can cry?
Yeah.
Aww.
I don't know why. It feels like a thing that makes me, because it's like a realization that you can't just let it go. And that's kind of what the water does. And we need to remind ourselves of that. And so just thinking back to that moment and that feeling of release. And, you know, it's funny because like, you can look at stuff on Instagram and think like, wow, like that looks like so much fun. Look at how happy she is. But like, you really do only see like the 1%, and maybe I'll even post a picture on the Brain Candy page or something of the pictures that I took of myself or that my mom took where I could see that I looked so sad.
That's so sad.
And I was like, I see that broken heart. And that was a really sad thing to kind of see and, you know, realize in that moment. But, you know, if you want to know more about pools, if we lined up all the pools in the United States, it would wrap around the earth 2.5 times.
Sarah, stop.
So.
Okay, wait. Let's take a palate cleanser. And it, as a matter of fact, this is going, this is literally, can what's the word? Cleanse your palate. Quip yes. has chewing gum now.
God, so I love it.
We're chewing our heads off, so loving good. It. It comes with this super cute dispenser, and then you can just fill it up with the gum, which I love because it's more sustainable.
It feels like if James Bond had a gum dispenser.
Yeah, it's like elegant. It.
It's like, flick. There you go.
It's very cute. As you know, Lincoln keeps stealing all mine. But gum can help prevent cavities and freshen your breath. And you know we love Quip's toothbrush and toothpaste and all, you know, how they send you a new head every 3 months. And now it's even better because they have the refillable floss and they have the chewing gum as well. And so that you can have good oral health, which I'm obsessed with. If you go to getquip.com/candy right now, you get a free plastic dispenser with any refill plan. That's free dispenser at getquip.com/candy, spelled getquip.com/candy. You also want to find the Quip electric toothbrush, refillable floss, and more in the oral care aisle at your local Walmart. Quip, the good habits company. Yes. When you were talking about the waterfall, I was thinking mm-hmm. about so much that I've been reading for my religious studies scholarship and about how, you know, so many of people under, say, 40 especially, are counted as what we call nuns, where they have no religious affiliation. Mm-hmm. And yet, you know, we're spiritual beings. We're people yes. with souls and depth. And so there's this feeling sometimes of, you know, maybe emptiness or dissatisfaction that you almost have to be intentional about filling with ritual and mm-hmm. spiritual thoughts and meditation, as you did with the waterfall, where you're really in the moment, you're having a yeah. connection with nature, and it can help fill that void that we have where people used to fill it with religion and theology and dogma. Yes. But you can still fill it with things that matter and are important mm-hmm. to you, and most importantly, create meaning from yes. your life, because we don't yes. want to be wandering around meaningless. I was telling my therapist how I'm mm-hmm. really, because this is 1 year of me in the house, as you know. And mm-hmm. I said, I'm really having to manufacture meaning, and it's mm-hmm. laborious and can be frustrating. And sometimes you feel like, you know what? Life is meaningless. Why am I doing this? You know, but if you carry on and you stick to the plan, follow the plan and create ritual and meaning,
yes,
eventually it can be true and not feel so inauthentic, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of which is kind of like another reason why I have been like, oh yeah, I don't need any like booze, whatevs. I saw on, I think it was on Instagram or something. It was a BuzzFeed of three women who did what they are calling the billionaire breakfast.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay. So it's a kind of a wake up formula. So, you know, what to do, like a step-by-step instructions of how to create routine in your morning. And the people who, it's like the morning of billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things like writing in, meditating or writing in a journal, 20 minutes of reading. The ones I don't like, taking a cold shower. But sometimes when you live in a place like Costa Rica and the water is just real hot and cold, literally,
yeah.
You just do that by accident. And so I have like been in a way just kind of embracing some of these parts of this routine.
Yeah.
And it has felt so good. Not being on social media for the first, you know, few, or just timing that in the day and, you know, giving myself a designated time to do that when I know I'm going to be like feeling my best, like, you know, after a meal and all that stuff. So you don't get like, I don't know, sucked into feeling bad about yourself and like,
because mm-hmm.
that's what happens when you're like hungry and tired and all that. And, you know, I just feel like it's a really like that routine, just like you're talking about. It's so important.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, they call it the billionaire breakfast. I'm sure that's very clicky and I get it. But really what it is, it really doesn't have anything to do with wealth. It's about,
right.
you know, what intentional people do.
Yes.
And, you know, when you're just sort of instead of just going through the motions, you're actually being intentional with your time.
Yes, yes.
And your energy. Oh,
it really is what. And then you realize, like, oh, yeah, this is, like, fine.
Yeah.
You know, you can, like, manage a little more. It, like, slows everything, you know, and then you combine that with, like, a little bit of that floating around. And, you know, whether it's in a bathtub or, you know, and I'd take elements even of that. Like, if you can't do a cold shower, I'll splash my face with cold water. I feel like that kind of works, too. So,
yeah, just I remember to, like, yeah. I watched the a documentary about Tony Robbins, and he has one of those. It's just like a small circle.
Oh, yeah.
Pool. Plunge, it's super tiny. Yeah, plunge something.
Ice plunge or plunge bath.
And he does that each day. It looks horrific, but people swear by it. And I think there are, you know, studies that have shown that it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's not just silliness.
Yeah. That's, oh, you know what? Now that you say that, the ocean maybe would be a good. Yeah, I should probably live somewhere close enough to the beach to, like, drive on over there, take a little cold dip in the ocean every now and then.
Okay. Keep that in mind.
Know, yeah. I'm gonna
do wonder
that.
Where you're going to end up.
I know. I got to do some. I want to just, you know, buy a place, but it seems crazy. It's like, who can do these things?
It is crazy.
So, you know, it's like I got to move to a state where I can or something like that. Who knows? But until then,
I mean, do
I'm
you
just
have
gonna,
a
like,
sense of like, the world is your oyster despite the pain?
No.
Okay. Like, so you don't have a feeling of like, okay, fresh start. I can do anything. I can live anywhere.
It feels almost like the pieces of the puzzle were all the, I'm good. Like the pieces of the puzzle are all there. It's almost just like, either the frame or the box of the puzzle came in, it's not there, or a big chunk is missing that is like the place that I live. Because, you know, everything is, I love my job. I love what I do. I love this podcast. I love the, oh my God, do I have great friends. Like they, and I just really realized like how amazing adult friendships are.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like what those look like, and they grow and they are different over the years. And just like we evolve and age, so do our friendships and what those friendships look like. And, you know, we always see those memes and everything that are like, you know, my friends are the kind of people that like you don't hear from forever. And then you like their photos or blah, 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 blah. And then, but when you really need them, they're all there in a heartbeat. And like, that's real shit. And that's why we all like that stuff and connect to that. So, you know, it's just, I feel like all those other parts of, you know, my life are so good. And I've always said, you know, and used this analogy that like a relationship is like icing on the cake, you know,
mm-hmm.
You can like, I feel like I've got most of my ingredients together. You know, good relationships with my family, you know, good communication, great friends. Like, I know generally where I want to live. I definitely know where I want a permanent home to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that feels good. It's just like a little bit of, you know, transition or just kind of like looking at all the other stuff that is so good and so stable and being like, yeah, okay. There's this like one little thing, okay. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's got one little thing. Everybody's got two little things, five little things, some big things. Like, you know, after we read that book, what is it called? Life is in the Transitions or mm-hmm. Change, Life is in the Transitions for the book club. It really helped me be like, okay, well, you know, I'm still like maybe on, I don't know, one of those big life quakes. And this is just like little aftershocks. And I really haven't found a permanent spot since. I didn't think I was going to be permanent in LA. That was a 1-year thing too. And so really I'm right where I thought I was going to be, just, you know, with single instead of with, you know, person I loved. So
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Do you have any regrets?
Mm-mm.
That's good.
No, I think, no, definitely not. My only, like, because you can't. How can you? I always I read the book again for probably like the 10th time, but this time it like really sunk in a deep way. The Four Agreements in the beginning or middle of the year. And that really helped of like, you know, I'm doing my best. Sometimes your best is different. I am, not taking things personally. I think that was a big switch. And so like those kind of, I'm just like doing what I can over here. And so I don't regret anything because I got, mm-hmm. What else could I have done? There's nothing I can't. Regret almost like implies that I could have like done something different, but I don't think there's anything different I could have done because if you're being authentic and you're, opening up your heart and being open with your heart, there's, you can't really apologize. And being human and having tough days and like talking about tough times and then being able to like just like commit to being together to like ride through those tough times. Like I'll never apologize for that. That feels like now that I, and it feels good to even say it out loud. That's a good question to ask, Suze, because, I feel like if anything, I regret maybe letting the leak in the apartment get to me so much, but who wouldn't?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it wasn't just that it was leaky. It was leaky during a pandemic and...
And that's my office, and it smelled like mildew, and we were getting sick.
It was
and,
a
like,
lot.
Ren had a sinus infection that for a year.
Right.
And that, like, diagnosed. And, like, me too. Like, I have, like, post-nasal drip that, like, I couldn't get rid of. Now I've been in Costa Rica, haven't made any of the noises that I was making in that house of, like, hocking up a lung. And because I'm not in a moldy house anymore. And so, I feel like, but what could I have done there? So, yeah, no, I can't.
When you had mentioned before we started, like, you're not one to want to go through and, like, erase that person.
Oh, no.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not. Because, like, we are...
It's just a part of your story.
Yeah. And, like, anybody that I, will love in the future and will love me in the future, like, I will love them so much in the chapter that I'm on with them. That I'll be excited to read about what came before,
mm-hmm.
Like, doesn't mean you tell everything, but it means like, what did you go through? What got you here? What were, I'd like to know a summary of the story that came before and those kind of things. And so I think that, for now, I'm going to leave all that stuff and leave because it's all good memories for me.
Yeah.
So, And that's probably a hard thing, like there's really no, stupid magazine. Well, they're not stupid. They're fine. But like all those magazines like Cosmo and Glamour and everything that always try to write those like 10 things you need to know about getting through a breakup and whatever. And like there isn't 10 things. There isn't.
I know.
Like, it's
we
not
all
like
reading
that.
Them,
there's
though, because we
want to
believe.
At. That's why it's just stay and like listen to this person right here in this moment, listen to what you need right here and right now. And like, I don't know. That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's we all support you. I know that the audience will be very lovely to you and
yes,
show
they
you.
Always are.
Yeah. That they support you and love you and want good things for you.
Yeah, and we're just all on this crazy human ride together, and I love being able to share times of joy and happiness, and that's what I'll tell anybody I'm with in the future, that like you kind of get the full, if you really want to listen to the show, you see you get the full range, highs and lows, so... That's it.
I only like sharing the lows.
Yes.
let's find it down, Sarah.
Yeah. Well, you heard about my infinite sadness. No, I'm kidding.
I do. I'm going to put a poll on Instagram to find out what they think are the best breakup songs so we can add those to the playlist.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do not let the ocean be your husband. That
absolutely
is
not
a big mistake.
Yeah, I'm looking for, and you know what? At this point in my life, I am looking for a partner even more than I want, you know, kids or anything like that. Like, you know, studies show kids don't make you any happier, but having a partner does. So
I can attest to that.
There you go, partner first. So that's it.
And then
We learned that if you line up all the pools in the United States, they'll go around the earth twice.
Yeah, and
two and a half
float
times
in
actually,
because you'll feel better.
Yes, and there was a whole bunch of other cool stuff about pools and, like, you know, how they have an entire rebuilt International Space Station at the world's biggest pool, where they teach astronauts how to do, like, moonwalks and stuff.
Oh,
and they
stay, I see.
They stay
cool.
Under there for like 16 hours, and they all wear diapers.
Oh, man. No.
So there's, yeah.
A diaper?
I did have material for this show.
I don't even feel like that would do the job. They take a crap and then they just
Well,
sit
I don't
in
think
it?
They take a crap. I think they meant, could you hold it for 18 hours? I don't know. Or maybe it was 8 hours. Either way, they definitely pee.
Maybe
that, there's a big difference, but I didn't bring out my notes because, you know.
Who cares?
Change the subject.
Whatever. But, and, you know, have a billionaire breakfast.
Yeah. Just, you know, get back in touch with who you are. Do a little reading in the morning. You know, splash some cold water on your face and fucking call it a day, man.
We love you, Sarah.
Or start your day. Oh, I love you, Susan. I love all you out there. And thank you for all your wonderful messages of support.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Did you know that everyone has an aura? Do you know what color your aura is? Maybe you have a fiery red personality or a quiet and calm blue or green. You could be an organized and methodical yellow or an explosive purple. Come join me, Mystic Michaela, on my podcast, Know Your Aura, to find out all about how your personality can be explained in colors.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.